So let's talk about quarantine. I mean, I don't know what else to do other than just giggle about stuff. You gotta just laugh, right?
You know the movie Outbreak, like recently turned
25? Are you sure this is that casual?
Yeah, no.
Outbreak. Oh, it's the 25th anniversary. How fitting. Okay. Yes. Well, you said something funny earlier. Well, the good news about isolation is
FOMO is canceled.
There's nothing to have FOMO about.
It's so amazing.
This is the first time in my life that I think that's ever happened, where there's always something going on and I want to be at everything. I hate missing out.
Right. Right. And there's nothing to be at but home right now, which is, look, it's like in some ways, and I'm going to preface this by saying this is not meant to like downplay anyone's stress of having to be at home.
Right.
This is all about like, if you have to be at home, let's find the joy in what you can do at home.
Absolutely.
But like, oh God, I mean, for us who are away from home so much because of our jobs, having to be at home is a little bit of a luxury.
It is. I think I think it gets lonely would be the only thing. Like, right. That's the thing that I'm like, oh my gosh, what if I get quarantined and I don't see another person for 14 days? I will literally lose my mind.
The good news is we have technology now that
Thank
we can FaceTime God. And not feel so alone.
I'm going to be FaceTiming like my third grade teacher and stuff. Hey, going girl. So far in the Rolodex. Like, right. Remember me? Let's talk.
Let's face it. She's got an Android. She FaceTime. Look. But
her
there is a
for sure
there
being.
Is a solution because my sister has an Android.
Oh,
For Android to iPhone FaceTiming, you just use WhatsApp.
Oh, WhatsApp! Thank God. Okay, well look at us. We're about to present you with so many solutions.
Bringing families closer, day after day.
WhatsApp,
right here at Act Casual.
So FOMO is canceled. That should be a hashtag. FOMO is
FOMO
canceled.
FOMO is canceled.
We are here
registered
to present
trademark.
DM that shit. We are here to present you guys with things to do if you get quarantined. Whoever thought that this would be an Act Casual topic? Because I sure as hell didn't.
Yeah.
We're really going for it here.
Right. But there's actually so, like when I started putting my list together of ideas, there's so much.
There truly
that
is.
I can do.
Do you want to
that
start?
You can do, that we can do.
That we can do.
Sure.
Well,
look,
do
the first
together.
Thing I thought of is, so I have this thing, I judge books by their cover. Mm. Like, it's just something that I do.
What do you mean by that, Chip?
If I see a book that looks good, I usually buy it.
Like you like the cover. You actually
this,
judge
like,
a
I'm
book
like,
by its
ooh,
cover.
Ooh, I'm going to learn how to make more money. And I buy it. And then you know what I don't do? Fucking read it.
I wish you guys could have seen the body roll he just did when he got sassy about he's buying that book.
It's like, how to negotiate better. Ooh, that sounds...
It sounds so enticing. Like, I so get what you mean.
Because we spend a lot of time in airports.
Yes.
You know, you go in for a water and you leave with three books and a candy bar.
Yeah, naturally, as you do.
So I'm gonna spend some time reading books that I haven't read
yet. So you're saying you buy all these books because you're like, ooh, that's the thing I need, or ooh, that sounds enticing. And then they just sit
they just
in a
sit
pile.
And then I buy more books, right. And that one becomes more exciting.
Yeah.
And then I've forgotten about the other ones that I've read. So you know I have all these books that I need to read.
I know. So you have piles of unread books. I do this thing where I start them, and I actually get super into them. Like, I'll get a couple chapters in and I'm like, this is so amazing. This book is so great. And then all of a sudden it's like, I'm sidetracked. I take space from it. I totally forget about it.
Someone tells you about another book.
Or
you
I start
need
a
to
new
read.
Book. Right. Yeah. And then I do the same thing with that one. I get halfway through it and I stop. So
I am a proponent though. If like you get halfway through a book and you're like, I'm actually not enjoying this.
That's never the case.
I jump
for me.
Ship on
same,
it.
Same, same.
You know, like, I don't feel bad about not finishing a book that I'm not enjoying.
Right. Mine is just, I'm enjoying it. I just get busy or, right. I, you know, get sidetracked from it. Do you have any that you've read recently that you recommend to people?
I'm actually now reading, I can't remember what it's called, but it is a book about negotiations.
Sounds great.
But it's written from the perspective of, I mean, it's written by an FBI negotiator,
that's
a hostage negotiator.
It's so good you forgot the title.
I forget. It's like
I'm reading this really great book. I don't remember what it's
called.
Well,
I don't read the cover every day. I open up to the
you
page
only
I'm
judge
on.
It by that cover.
I judged it by its cover. I can't remember what something.
That's cool. FBI negotiator. So people should just Google books about FBI negotiation.
I'll find it. Hopefully my computer's not frozen.
Okay, my list of books to recommend that I have halfway read. And one that I just want to read because I love this author. The first one is Rising Strong by Brené Brown. I've been reading that. It's been super helpful to me. I just love her in general. She's such a down-to-earth author. And if you've ever seen her TED Talks or her speak anywhere, she's just really great because she's super relatable. But she's also she was a researcher for many years. And her whole deal is talking about vulnerability and how like living a wholehearted life is complete with vulnerability, which is actually like the hardest thing for us all to do. So anyway, she gives amazing tips on that. It's super real. Love her. Another one I'm reading, I just looked at my list. Tell me if you can tell if I've been going through a hard time or not.
Oh gosh.
The next one is called When Things Fall Apart.
And we're not talking about like, we're talking about emotional things, right?
I mean, I guess it's just life. Shit, right, man. It's been a season. It's called When Things Fall Apart. The name, I cannot pronounce the author's name. It's called Pema Chodron. Actually, a friend of mine gave it to me. But it's about a nun during the Holocaust. And it's like, we talked about this last week in the podcast, but there's all of these things that, you know, when you read these stories of people and you're like, okay, if that person survived this, like I can survive the little shit that I'm going through, right, you know? And so she's such an insightful writer as well. Another one of my favorite authors, Glennon Doyle, just came out with this book called Untamed.
I was going to say Love Warrior is a great book.
Oh, it's so good. But have you heard about her new book, Untamed, is out? I have not read it yet, but I cannot wait. And I keep reading reviews and people are saying it's better than Love Warrior. So,
oh, wow. Yeah. I want to read that.
What you got? Did you find your book?
I did. It's called Never Split the Difference.
Never Split the Difference. Okay.
Yeah. It is written by a guy named Chris Voss. Negotiating. It's Never Split the Difference. Negotiating as if your life depended on it.
Ooh, I need to read that.
Yeah, I'm only on like, I haven't really gotten into where it applies to me yet. Like he's setting up sort of his credentials at this point, telling you about a bank robber negotiation that he's in. So.
You know, I'm like the worst salesman, but especially on myself.
Right.
So I feel like tips from him would probably be really great.
I made a funny face that she might have caught because I found that book title by looking through my purchase history on Amazon, and I was like, oh, I should buy toilet paper like I did before because you can't buy it in stores in Nashville right now.
Yeah.
Where I paid $27.58 for toilet paper right now, it's almost $80 for the same thing on Amazon.
Jesus.
Yeah. F that.
Yeah, for sure.
Another great book that I read is called Get Carter, Backstage in History of from JFK's Assassination to the Rolling Stones. And it's written by a guy named Bill Carter.
Okay.
We know his daughter, Joanna Carter, works at UNG.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. He has like really cool stories.
Oh my God, his stories are amazing. Yeah. And I saw him speak and I ordered his book and it's really, he's just like, I mean, he was like this kid from like BFE, Arkansas that ended up like working for the Secret Service during the JFK assassination and then went on to become a music lawyer and represented the Rolling Stones amongst like a million other people.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, he got like Keith Richards out of jail in Mexico, like on drug charges.
Yeah.
You know, by basically saying like, do you want every kid in America to come to Mexico and break down these walls? Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it actually would happen.
Yeah,
though,
it would.
Probably.
Like, it's a really fascinating story. And, like, he was just a kid that, like, was, I think he might have even gotten kicked out of high school, if I remember correctly. Like, he was just, like, going down a bad path, and the right person, like, offered him an opportunity that he took. And then it was just, like, he let his life unfold the way it was happening. And just kept taking risks. And it was really cool to see.
It's always, those kind of books are so great for like the insider stories.
Yeah.
You know, like the behind the scenes is always so fascinating.
Yeah.
So reading books, I think that's a great thing. Catch up on some books. Also listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
If you guys are behind on the Velvet's Edge podcast.
Get it wherever you podcast.
There's always an At Casual episode just around your Friday corner. Check that out. What other podcasts do you listen to? Do you have any favorites?
I listen to The Daily by the New York Times podcast, which I stay informed that way. I don't know that I recommend, like if it's, while we're under quarantine, if you don't already listen to it, maybe you hold off,
so
like because it's
wah-wah.
Well, it, you know, it's so topical about the news, mm-hmm. which you know isn't that great right now. So
right,
what's another? I mean, I like a lot of crime podcasts, like murder stuff,
yeah.
like which also isn't that uplifting, but it can be pretty fascinating. There's a great one called "There's Something About Pam."
Mm.
I really liked that one. There's a lot.
Are the voices, you know how on Dateline, the voices, that they're always like, they're like, and then the everything just becomes so dramatic and you're like,
Well, a lot of these, like, surprisingly, are made by people that aren't pros. I feel like on Dateline, like, they're, that's,
I love the Dateline announcers. Oh, yeah. They're my absolute favorite.
So a lot of them, like, they're just not pros, so they don't have that voice.
Right.
But I do love, like, when they reenact things. And you know, bad voiceover actors. It can be really fun.
And bad shadows reenacting a murder. Okay, I love, obviously, Oprah's Super Soul Sessions. I mean, I think I talk about that on here a lot. Maybe not on Act Casual, but on my real podcast.
Yeah, the one that makes her money.
This is like the redheaded stepsister of the podcast. Sorry, any redheads out there. We love you.
And stepsister.
I love those too. I love Oprah. Bitch Sesh. If you're a Real Housewives fan, these two comedians have a whole podcast breaking down each episode of Real Housewives, and they're so funny. It's just amazing. One of them was a writer for SNL for years. The other one is just actually really funny. They'll have guests on a lot of times, which are like Andy Cohen and, you know, other people that are on The Real Housewives, and they're actually making fun of them, which is even better.
Do they do every city?
Yes, they do pretty much every city. I can't remember. There might be a few that they kind of are like, meh. But they tap on each one at least a little bit, and they're so funny. So it's way worth it. Obviously, my good friend Amy Brown has a good one, Four Things, and she does like four different things, but a lot of them are just super uplifting, and she is such a light, like, beautiful soul person, so she's always really good to listen to. My podcasts are all over the place. There's this other one I listen to called Call Her Daddy. Do you listen to this?
I don't know that one.
Okay, I'm going to put the explicit warning on this one for sure. Do not listen to this around children. Do not listen to this if you're easily offended. It's a lot of, like, sexual talk. The reason, like, when I first started listening to it, I was like, I was almost offended, and I don't easily get offended. But then it's like the girls are so outrageous and they're funny. And so you just start to get into it, and they just talk about the most ridiculous things, a lot of dating stuff. A lot of, like, blowjob techniques, to be quite honest. So if you're curious about those kind of things, these would be your girls to listen to.
Well, that's kind of funny because it leads me into something that I had on my list.
So curious where you're about to go right now.
Other things that you can do during quarantine. And look, oftentimes during tragedies, mm-hmm. lots of babies are made.
Oh, I see where you went.
And you can
this.
Kind of see the cycle, because mm-hmm. 9 months after, there's mm-hmm. there's lots of babies in the world. So, you know, let's reconnect with our partners.
What a transition that was.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
so listen to Call Her Daddy.
Put them to use.
Get your man. The thing is a lot of people will be working from home.
Yeah.
So it is an extra, you know, there's a time where you could have some extra time with your partner. And I think that's a great point to reconnect versus be like, we're stuck together.
Right.
Like, actually, maybe start dating again. Find this time, if you've been in a long-term relationship, to do some special stuff for each other, or spend some time.
Do some really special stuff for each other, with each other.
I mean, if anyone gets pregnant during this time, email us at @casual@velvetsedge.com.
We'll have your baby on.
Yeah, for sure. We at least want some sort of responsibility.
Well...
do we? I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know what that meant.
Just don't do anything silly like name the baby Corona.
No, name the baby Kelly or Chip.
There you go.
Reconnect with your partner. I actually love that idea.
Yeah, I think it's important. And look, if you're single, reconnect with friends and family.
Reconnect with yourself. Or I thought that's where you're yourself.
You have to be quarantined to do that.
Make sure to visit your nearest Hustler store before.
Lion's Den.
Oh my God. There is a sex shop by my house called Lion's Den.
And there was one night I was traveling home from something, and mm-hmm. in my group text with her and some other girls, they were like, come meet us at Lion's Den.
Guilty.
To which I assumed was a bar. And I just redirected my GPS to Lion's Den because they were like, Kelly just got a new house. They were like, we're
going
to
celebrate by going to Lion's
Den.
And so
I thought, like, everyone's having a drink. And I pull up.
No, everyone was just getting a vibrator.
It is a straight up sex shop. And I was like, hi, y'all.
When in Rome.
I did buy someone a Christmas present.
What did you get?
I got, it's not very PC to say.
Because the rest of what we said has been
it
so
It was like
PC.
A midget doll for my... Okay. I mean, that's what it was called.
You took it to a new level.
Well, I'm sorry. I know that's not a PC word, but that's what it was called. It was like a midget blow-up doll for my friend Emily.
So
Christmas.
Now you've said it twice. Cool.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. I can't win. Don't email us on that one. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, everyone else who's offended right now. But if you do come to Nashville, visit Lion's Den.
Yeah.
No one's coming to Nashville right now. Yeah. Okay, this got awkward. So,
I was saying you could reconnect with friends and family, and Kelly made it awkward. So, look, FaceTime them,
casual?
Write letters. Like, how fun would that be to, like, let's start a trend.
Letters.
Like, write letters to your friends.
Is there a mailman right now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yes. You could write emails.
You can write emails. You can FaceTime. You can call. I know I'm really bad about calling people.
This is a good time to call because mm-hmm. people are going to be bored and there is nothing like a chat with an old friend.
And honestly, like a good phone call can last for like an hour or two and it doesn't ever feel that long. And you're like, wow, like 2 hours
flies.
Just passed and I was really catching up. And I don't know. It's always good to hear somebody's voice that you haven't spoken to in a long time.
And also, like, here's something I keep thinking about because schools are getting canceled. Being locked in your house with your kids, like that could have potential to be terrible because they'll be just going apeshit. Not because you don't love your kids, but because that's a lot of time
and
like keeping them occupied. So there are a couple things like puzzles are a great activity. My mom used to do this to us on rain days, you know, or like if you got at the beach and it rains, a puzzle would keep us busy forever. So get a lot of puzzles and also start praying. Those are my two tips.
Friend.
Yeah.
Well, look, I think home projects are really fun too.
Yes.
It's like when the weekend rolls around for me and I have, you know, a day or two of that I don't have anything scheduled. I always have this list like, oh, I'm going to knock this out. I'm going to knock that out. And then next thing I know, I'm watching season 4 of New Girl because I haven't watched it. And I never get that stuff done. Or I get, you know, FOMO.
I'm still
and,
laughing at New Girl. I love when you say gay things.
If you haven't watched New Girl, you should watch it. I railed against it for a long time, but it's actually
really
funny.
I hear it's so good,
it's really
actually.
Funny.
That's so funny.
And I wouldn't have watched it if some really funny friends of mine hadn't told me I had to watch it. So.
Okay. So New Girl. No, don't. You're doing home projects.
Yeah, look, you can truly Netflix and chill if that's what you want to do. Like...
I think that's fine for a day or two,
totally.
But like we got 14 days here, so we got to figure out some other stuff to do.
Right.
Also, like I have this, I mean, I think this is a potential for a lot of alcoholism to develop.
Yeah.
So let's all try to like stay aware here.
Right.
Like what do you do when you get bored? I mean, you just start drinking.
Right.
Okay. So what I'm going to do if I do get quarantined, I've already decided, is organize my closet.
That's a good project.
Well, okay, so I did just move, as we've talked about, and for me, I need space, and I live in an older house, and so the closet situation is not very good. You know, those like older houses always have small
closets. Yeah.
So I made one of the smaller rooms upstairs a closet, but I'm not really fully done.
Still unboxes,
so
and
it's
stuff.
Still a disaster. Yeah. So that's gonna be my thing. Also, though, I think. When you move, it's just always a really good time to like reassess and go through your clothes. And especially in Nashville right now, we have so many people in need because they've lost everything. So I was like, oh, I'll clean out my closet and then donate the stuff I don't need because a lot of people might need it.
Yeah. That's for me, even unpacking a suitcase is a chore.
I know.
So it's like, I know when you move, it's,
yeah,
it is. It's a really great time. Like, why hang something up to collect dust that's been collecting dust since your other house?
If you haven't worn it in a year, they say, like, Marie Kondo that shit.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Get rid
it's
of it.
It's got to go. Got to go.
You know, I have that problem where I'm like, this could make a great costume for something. Like, and then it never does. But the few times that it does, you're like, damn, I'm glad I saved that shirt.
Yeah. I love that you're
know?
Saving your own clothes for,
know,
costumes.
For costumes.
I'm not sure what that means about your wardrobe.
Right. Well, there have been phases of my life where you're like, you look back at photos and you're like, what was
that?
Oh,
God. Don't even get me started.
That shit doesn't fit me anymore anyway. So let's get rid of it. Speaking of not fitting, like, another thing you can do is you can, by quarantining yourself, you can limit the type of food that you have in your house.
Mm.
So you can try to kickstart a healthier diet or learning
right?
how to cook, and you could start a workout routine.
That is a
you
great,
could find like
yes.
a great like online site that for exercise and come up with something that works for you. That's quick, that, you know, doesn't require weights mm-hmm. or it doesn't require a gym. Sorry.
And you can just do it in your living room.
You can make it happen at home. And then
yes.
14 days is a good amount of time to get into a new routine.
That's a great way to jumpstart. I love the idea of cooking too. Cause you yeah. never really like, if you're busy, like we all are, you travel like we do. I mean, you don't take the time to cook. I love it when I do, right. but it's actually like finding recipes I love and all that takes time. So
right.
that would be a good time. The workout thing, I do that a lot because I feel like it's like, okay, either work out now or like even on the road, it's like, okay, I've got 30 minutes. I've got this small area. What can I do? So Jillian Michaels, her Shred is a really great 3-part series. They're 25 minutes each. So it's not like overly overwhelming. Like you can do it, you know, and they start slower. The level one you can start with. And it's a great one to do just like in your living room. You think you need like 3-pound weights. Look it up. It's a great one. Tracy Anderson's mat routine is really good. And then there's always P90X, Old Faithful.
Yeah. And Erin O'Pree, I think, has.
Does she have online stuff now?
She has an app now.
She's yeah. a local Nashville. Oh, yeah. She's amazing. She works with a lot of the people
stars
we know.
Here. So a lot of it mm-hmm. is catered to, like, what can you do in your tour bus or on your hotel
yes.
room?
Yes. Oh, that's great. So, I didn't realize she had an app.
Yeah. She just recently launched an app. So I haven't amazing. Used it yet, but maybe now's the time.
So these are our tips. I mean, when in doubt, you've got to just try to remain positive and find the silver lining, which I think we're all trying to do at this time. And
I mean, just think how accomplished you would feel mm-hmm. knowing that you've knocked out a bunch of books that have been sitting there collecting dust, knocked out straightening up your closet. Like,
right. Get it done.
Literally, even if it's not something you're thinking about every day, it is a burden that is weighing on the back of your mind. And, you know, like in these trying times, it's like, let's put some positivity
Absolutely.
Into our own consciousness and you know, like move forward from this all this shit.
Yeah, I mean, eventually life is going to get back to normal and get busy again, so we might as well take this time and just find the positive in it. And you know, always remember to
act casual.
Bye y'all. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Act Casual on Velvet's Edge.
We'll be back every Friday with your Act Casual topic of the week. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast to ensure that you are the first to hear each episode.
Also, we want to hear from you. What are some things that make you want to scream act casual or just topics you think we need to discuss? Email us at actcasual@velvetsedge.com and always remember,
act casual.